Gus Bradley and the Jaguars back to work on Wednesday. The 1-7 Jags visit the 4-2-1 Bengals this Sunday at Paul Brown Stadium. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back to work Wednesday afternoon, getting ready for the Cincinnati Bengals. In fact, at the start of a 10-day trip for the Jaguars, the trip to Cincinnati starts Saturday. They'll play Sunday and then fly straight over to London for the week before next week's meeting with the Dallas Cowboys at Wembley Stadium. Big news this morning, though, for the Jags defense. Jaguars cornerback Alan Ball is headed to injured reserve with a biceps injury. So a lot of eyes on fourth-round pick Aaron Colvin this week. He continues to practice. He's eligible to return to the active roster anytime in the next couple of weeks. And with Will Blackman out with a fractured finger and now Ball gone for the year, we'll see what the week holds for Colvin and that group moving forward. Another big storyline this week is how will Blake Bortles bounce back from a 3-turnover outing last week against Miami. The Jags quarterback said in the postgame last week that he was killing us. Today, he stood by that comment.
You know, I said that. That's how I feel. That's how I still feel. You know, nothing changed. I didn't say that because I was mad or anything. But, I mean, I think it's just, you know, the way everybody's playing. The defense is playing extremely well. The offensive line's doing well. Our running game's rolling. You know, our receivers are doing a good job. And it's like, okay, well, now you got to take it to the next step. And what's kind of the deciding factor? And it's been the turnovers. I think anybody can see that. And, you know, they've all come from me. So, you know, something's got to change there in order for us to be successful.
Other Wednesday notes, Mercedes Lewis, the tight end, back on the practice field. That's good news. He's eligible to play against Indianapolis. That comes up after the bye week, November 23rd. Left tackle Luke Jokel did not practice Wednesday, still following concussion protocol. But, of course, Josh Wells played a good game in relief against Miami and could start this week if Jokel is not ready. And back to defensive backs, the Jags signed former Tennessee Titan Tommy Campbell after sending Ball to the IR. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Let's start with the quarterback. John, what do you make of the bounce back of number five?
Well, today when I was in the locker room, I wanted to find out what his teammates thought. And there's no question that they believe in this guy. They know he's the guy going forward, and they understand that he's going through what rookies go through, but they also still like what they see in terms of confidence, and they say they need to play better around him as well. So you don't see any crack in the support for Blake Bortles in that locker room.
We move to the defense now, John, and you know it was a story late last week, the fluidity at that position at the defensive back group. Well, it continues this week, even more so. Alan Ball's on the IR now.
Well, and all of a sudden you've got a situation where it's Demetrius McCray and Dwayne Grotz, who you get the idea they don't mind that being the case. That's a good situation, defensive back, at cornerback. They liked how they played against Miami last week. Now the challenge is, can they do that over eight games, and can they stay healthy? Because if those guys get hurt, now all of a sudden you're really juggling a lot. I sort of expect there's a good chance Aaron Colvin will be active this week. I don't know that, but it's starting to feel that way. If he is, I would look for him to play the nickel where Will Blackman has been. So if that's the case, you've got Colvin, McCray, and Grotz. I think a lot of people would think that might be your three that are there going forward. So it'll be interesting to see how those guys play together.
It'd be a heck of a comeback for Colvin, who tore that ACL in the Senior Bowl in January. We stay on defense. I mean, this team's going on the road. The Bengals are a good offensive football team. And the Jags D has been up to the last few tests. Are they up to this one?
Well, and again, talking to guys in the locker room today, they want to keep this going. They've played very well for four games, and they feel like it's a trend. They feel like this is a good thing, and that they've given the team a chance to win. And the team overall has been close. But what they don't want is to have four games where you played okay, and then all of a sudden have a huge backslide where you're not playing okay, where people are questioned again. So I just really get the feeling that the defense is saying, we don't care about the injuries. We have a good defensive line. We have a good core right now. Let's keep this going forward. And I think that's going to be the theme the next 2 weeks.
Well done. Big trip coming up this
big
next
trip.
Couple of
heading
weeks.
To London.
Let's hear from senior correspondent Brian Sexton. Despite the struggles at the quarterback position, the rest of this team continues to get better.
We're at the midpoint of the season, and I thought the Jaguars would be better than this. Okay, I thought their record would be better than this. But the team is right about where I figured they'd be. A rookie quarterback resets the timer. There's no way around that. So any of the positive vibes from finishing 4-4 in 2013 are no longer relevant. Blake Bortles isn't ready. That's pretty clear after 12 interceptions, 4 returned for touchdowns. But he's clearly this team's quarterback of the future, and he looks like he's going to be a very good one. The last 2 weeks have seen the Jags run for more than 175 yards. Denard Robinson has back-to-back 100-yard games. The defense picked itself up and dusted off a poor start to the season, and over the last 4 games have allowed just 3 touchdowns. They're getting after the quarterback like they haven't in a decade, and recently have been a stonewall against the run. When you're running the ball, stopping the run, getting after the quarterback, you're almost there. Now they just need the quarterback to get better and play better, and he will. It's part of the process. I thought the record would be better, but in reality, it doesn't matter this year. The rookie reset the clock. What matters is they're getting better all around him. When he's ready, the record will matter.
Thanks, Brian. The Jaguars continue prep for the Bengals Thursday afternoon. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. And that's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.